From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they support lifting a UN arms embargo on Libya. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy.
The international community will support the Presidency Council as it seeks exemption from the UN arms embargo to acquire those weapons and bullets needed to fight Daesh and other terrorist groups.
The move could help the new Libyan government combat internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Nigeria's Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Emmanuel Kachikwu, says oil production has fallen nearly 40% because of militant attacks in the country's south. Kachikwu told the lower house of parliament on Monday that the country's crude oil production had declined from 2.2 million barrels per day to 1.4 million. A South African ruling party spokesman is accusing the U.S. government of trying to undermine South Africa's government. Anita Powell reports.
The last time a top South African politician accused the U.S. government of trying to foment regime change, in February, the U.S. ambassador laughed it off. But diplomats from both countries are no longer laughing at renewed allegations from the African National Congress. This time, party spokesman Zizi Kodwa told local media the U.S. government is trying to undermine the democratically elected government. Representatives from both governments were quick to refute his claims. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Critics are sharply attacking a sweeping new edict from President Barack Obama's administration. The edict is that transgender students in the United States must be allowed to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. This is VOA News.